Viking Age burial site yields luxuries of wealthy elite women. A Viking Age burial site on the west coast of Norway has captivated archaeologists with its wealth of artifacts and intriguing cultural connections. Excavations at Skumsnes farm in Fitjar revealed graves of three women adorned with exquisite jewelry and tools, hinting at their high status in the 9th century AD. The discovery underscores the region's pivotal role in trade and maritime activity during the early Viking Age, a burial ground rich in history. According to a Science in Norway report, metal detector enthusiasts first uncovered the site in 2023, discovering a brooch and coin. Subsequent excavations by the University of Bergen archaeologists have revealed a burial site potentially housing 20 graves, with remarkable finds confirming its significance. Many of the buried individuals were adorned with fine jewelry, remarked archaeologist Soren Deinhoff. It is remarkable to find a burial ground with such well-preserved artifacts. Three graves have been excavated so far, each offering unique insights. Two of these contained evidence of women of considerable status. Viking-era jewelry, revealing an intricate cultural history of the ancient Norsemen. Gold ring found in a pile of cheap costume jewelry belonged to a Viking chief. Wealthy women with international ties. The first grave, nestled in a rocky crevice and covered with stones, contained brooches and jewelry typical of Viking Age women, including pieces from England and Ireland. The second grave, shaped like a boat with rivets marking its outline, belonged to a woman of even higher rank. This woman was buried with 46 glass beads and 11 silver coins, forming a necklace of extraordinary value. Discovering the Drenger Code, the truth about Viking ethics. With portals to the dead, Viking homes were stranger than fiction. Among the coins was a rare Hedeby piece, minted in southern Denmark in the early 9th century AD. This might be the most remarkable find here, Deinhoff said. I even plan to have it tattooed this winter. The remaining coins originated in the Carolingian Empire, illustrating the extensive trade networks these women participated in. The presence of textile tools like wool shears and spindle whorls further indicates the woman's role in producing high-status clothing, a prestigious and lucrative enterprise in Viking society. A cenotaph, or symbolic burial? Despite the rich artifacts, human remains were absent from the graves, perhaps due to the region's acidic soil. But this also raised a compelling question. Were these grave cenotaphs? A stone at the center of the boat grave, resembling female genitalia, might symbolize the woman herself. It's a small detail, but it's insanely interesting, said Deinhoff. Preserving Norway's Viking heritage, the Skumsnes burial site reflects the wealth and complexity of Viking Age society, but it also highlights the fragility of such archaeological treasures. Many graves lie close to cultivated land and risk being lost to agriculture. Deinhoff emphasized the role of metal detector enthusiasts in locating these sites, but warned that many discoveries remain unreported, sometimes leading to irreversible damage. The artifacts from Skumsnes, including Carolingian brooches repurposed into Viking jewelry, showcase the interplay of local and foreign influences. They tell the story of women who were not just homemakers but influential figures in trade, craftsmanship, and social networks. The excavation of the Viking Age burial site at Skumsnes offers a glimpse into a dynamic period of cultural exchange and societal transformation. These women, adorned with treasures from afar and equipped with tools of their trade, symbolize the interconnected world of the early Vikings. As archaeologists continue their work, this site promises to unveil more stories of Norway's Viking past. By Gary Manners.